Adam Suden Harun Yaliru El Bakacho. There is five chapters from the Tehillim. Now, which one is the most important of the Aliyah? There's Mahlok. Some they say, Halelu et Hashem in Hashemai. Some they say, Halelu El Bakacho. The Halakha we say, what's the difference? What we are saying all of this? Sometimes a person has no time. He came late to show. If you will read the whole thing, he will miss the Amidah not to say together with the people. And to say Amidah with the people is most important part of the prayer. That's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, they refer for the Amidah, that you do it in Minyan. Therefore, in order not to miss that Amidah, they allow you to cut the prayer short. Where? Say Baruch Shema. And you skip Yechavot. You say Ashrei Yoshev Betecha. You skip Ashrei Yoshev Betecha. You read one of the Hallelujot. Which one? That's an argument. Some they say Hallelu et Hashem in Hashemayim. Some they say Hallelu El Bekotcho. Of course, the halacha is Hallelu El Bekotcho most important. But if you look at the Siddurim of the ancient time, they used to put all other words, the other paragraphs, small letters. Comes to Hallelu et Hashem in Hashemayim. Is big. Hallelujah, hallelujah, El Bekotcho, big. To show you this is
more important.
Most important.
Because they don't do that.
No. Today they have print them the same, but some Siddurim they still do it. I don't know. He has it bigger?
No, it just says his Ahel Amam is more there, is more hallelujah, El Bekotcho.
But the printing is different? No.
Sure.
If you look at the Siddurim of the old time, there used to be this two chapter, Ashrei is big letters, Hallelujah Hashem Nashamayim big letters, and Hallelujah El Bekotcho big letters.
It was easy to figure out.
Yeah, but the person, they show you on the Siddur.
Yeah, big letters, you know, it's more important. It's easy to figure out.
Yeah, and that's why you see, they sing Hallelujah El Bekotcho. Why? To show you that this is the most important part of the Zemirot. They sing it. הסידורים הקדמים היו כולם ככה. All the סידורים of the older time used to be two of them big letters. זה עזר?
כן.
יש מהם שעדיין עושים את זה. See here. Which one is it? יחבדה אתה. He did it. Of course. יחבדה, they know exactly the importance. שערי ציון has it? Yeah. This is. This is unbelievable. People don't pay attention. They don't know what happened all of a sudden. The print, before small and then bigger.
Yeah,
bigger.
Yeah,
bigger.
Yeah. A little late.
You brought it.
There is
many Siddurim that they have. Shaare Tzion, and Yahweh Da'at. They have it still, the same thing as they used to do in there all time. But many of the Siddurim that printed new, they forgot about it.
They never know.
This is some katan. This is a different thing. This is to show you how important everything that used to be in the book for a purpose. They didn't put it for no purpose. And that's why if a person sees himself, he will not reach Amidah. He's a lot. To say Baruch Shema, Ashrei, Hallelujah, Lu El Bekotcho, Ishtabach, and go on. That's very, very short in comparison. But he should say the Zemirot, the others that he skipped, after the prayer. I recommend to do it. Some books say, no, he doesn't have to, but I say he should. There is a reason why I say that. And this is the Zemirot. Now, I came to point to you why we say these are most important. Ashrei Yoshev Betecha, very simple. Gemara said, Kol ha'omer tehillah le David shalosh pa'amim bayom, מובטח לו שהוא בין העולם הבא. He said three times תהילה לדוד. You know, the mizmor begins with the word תהילה לדוד. I'm חייב לא ימלך. It was alphabetic order. The two פסוקים אשרי שבביתך they are from a different place. Not from the chapter on תהילים. אשרי שבביתך is written in פזיין, פרק פזיין. Different chapter altogether. And the מנצח הרגיתית in the כוח מזמור. But they put them there. אשרי שבביתך and they said the mizmor is תהילה לדוד. And the Gemara said the person says to him that the dream shalosh pa'amin in vayom uftah shuhum bin ha'olam abba. Of course when he says omer to him that the dream shalosh pa'amin, not just saying it and try to understand the meaning. And especially one pasuk that they ask to be very careful to know the meaning of it. To think in your mind. Foteyah et yadecha umasbi alach al-haratzon. And the halacha is, if you didn't say it with knowing what you are saying, you have to repeat. This is very difficult today. The people repeat, they repeat again also, the one being thinking about it. But what do? We open our hands. For what? We say, "Poteach et yadecha, oh God, you are showering us with your kindness, giving us our satisfaction. And we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us." And we can say, we're ready to receive it. Which means the whole idea can to awaken a person to think what he's saying in Poteach et yadecha. And if you look there, they tell you according to the Kabbalah, Poteach et yadecha, look at the end of each word. Poteach is het, et tab, yadecha chab. Well, that's the name of Malach, that he is appointed to give success to the person for his livelihood. A measure how it is. And the number of these comes exactly like a masbiya. Think about the number of the letters. And the number of those three letters at the end of the word comes the same thing. And the measure, the Kabbalist, they think about all this. A person, he doesn't know what he's saying. Thinking about this, but I say, even if he thinks about Malachim, he should remember mainly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And the Malachim were to be like middlemen between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they get our prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that must be Alech Olchai Ratzon. What must be Alech Olchai Ratzon? He satisfies everything with his wish. Is that club? Everybody comes and he wants $1,000,000. He gets it? This is what the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the people in general, to all of them, enough for all the people. But one that belongs to him, it's in the pocket of the other one. That means to make chesed one with another. Some they explain differently. Must be adechol hai ratzon. He gives him the satisfaction, if a person knows the greatness of Hashem, he gives him a satisfaction for his needs. This is Masbi al-Qa'asa. You can never see him. It's as the Gemara said, Me'olam lo ra'iti shu'al hanbanim. I didn't see the facts as a storekeeper. And he gets his livelihood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gave in the world the need of the people. Depend on them. This is the importance of Poteach et yadecha Masbi al-Qa'asa. And as we said also in the Hallelujah, the importance of Hallelujah. We come to Baibarich Damin, we stand. Why? What is that Baibarich Damin? Certainly when David brought the Aron Hashem to Beit HaMikdash, he was singing, he was dancing, and then he gave a special beracha at the time that he brought the Aron into Beit HaMikdash. This is what we say in Baibarich Damin. Praise to Hashem for the Torah that he has given us. After that comes Shirat Hayam. Why Shirat Hayam? Because when we say Shirat Hayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more mercy on us. And we say it every day of our life. What they did in Kriat Yam Suf, they said it, we say it every day. To show you the importance of Shirat Hayam. How beautiful it would be if a person knows the meaning of Shirat Hayam when he reads it. to understand it. Okay, we come to Berachot Yotzer. How many Berachot there is in Yotzer? There is three Berachot. First, what we call from Yotzer Oro Berachoshech to Yotzer Ameorot. Some people, they see like two paragraphs, they think this is two, but this is one. From Tetbarach LaNetzah, they see a different paragraph. It's not that. This is all one Beracha. It's a long Beracha. From Yotzer Oro to Yotzer Ameorot. Then comes Beracha, second one, Ahavat Olam, till Abuher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. That's two Berachot before reading Shema. But there is one Beracha after the Shema. Which one is that? From Yatim till Ga'al Yisrael. But you see that when comes Shema, they tell us to be very careful. To make Kavana at least in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. If he did not have the Kavanah, knowing the meaning of it, he did not perform his duty. And what is the meaning? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Hashem that is our God, He is the only one. There is no one else besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to know what he said. And they tell us, when he says the Shema Yisrael, the custom is that they close their eyes. Not only they close the eyes, they put the hand on the eyes. And because if a person, when he wants to think about something, what does he do? He puts his hand rather in order to concentrate on something that he says. Therefore, Shema Yisrael we cover. But the custom is to cover it not straight, the hand on the eyes. Okay. They make it like Shaddai. This is three Shin, and this Dalet and Yod. Shaddai. And after, but really, when you cover it with your hand, you can think better. Therefore, I say, you start this way. When you come to Hashem Ahad, you put your hand down to concentrate more about the meaning. Especially this in the word Ahad. The word Ahad is three letters. Aleph, Het, Dalet. Why? What is the Aleph, Het, Dalet? Aleph is one. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. Het is the seven heavens and the earth. That's eight. Dalet, four directions of the world. And you see people, what they do? What's that? That means all direction. Oh, some people they used to do that so much. And then, what's all of a sudden? What is he doing now? The young people, you can't imagine. They sit down. I said, pray. I'm praying, Rabbi. His lips are not moving. Imagine. The fathers that they used to say, all their bones are shaken to pray. This is when they say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem. They are... It's unbelievable. They don't realize the importance of the prayer.
When we say Shema Yisrael, we say it with, without our blessings. We say it with the blessings, without the blessings.
Well, that is better. You concentrate better.
But it has nothing to do with halakha.
No. You can say with the glasses or without. But as a person can concentrate better without the glasses. That's the whole idea of covering.
Right.
And on the eyes. Of course, there is Kriyat Shema, to be very careful with it. There is 245 words in it. That's why we say Hashem Elohim Emet again, to make it 248, because we have 248 limbs in our body to sanctify ourselves. With each word, one limb is being sanctified. And we say, what is the Shema? The three paragraphs. You think in the Torah it's written these three paragraphs together? No. The first Shema is written Hamash Devarim, Parashat, Va'et Hanan. Second parasha. Then it's written Va'yam Shamoa, well, in Akel. Then Tzitzit is in Hamash Bamidbar, before. And boy, this is the Gemara asked. Why did they put it in this order? Why did they put it in the order of the Torah? Can they say they look at what's more important? And the parasha of Shema is understood, talks about the oneness of Hashem, There is only one, and this is most important. Then comes Mayam Shamua, the mitzvot, all the mitzvot of the Torah. Then comes Parashat Tzitzit, which is mitzvah, one mitzvah. But this mitzvah, there is two mitzvot with them. There is mitzvah Tzitzit and mitzvah Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. That you remember, because a Jew must every day of his life remember what Hashem did to our fathers when He took them out of Egypt. What do we say? Ani Hashem Elohechem, Asher Hotzeit Etchem Mitzrayim. Sometimes a person reads this Kriyat Shema faster than the Hazan. Hazan, I told him, one was praying with us last week, and he started looking. I said, after the prayer, I said, what a wonderful prayer. It's a long prayer, just like the exile, Orech HaGalut, I told him. They gave him to pray this year one day. I said, Rabbi, I didn't do it Orech HaGalut this time. He got the message. People are, they want to go to work, and then he wants to enjoy himself to sing. Now, this is what they're saying. But I say, if you are ahead of the Hazan, it's advisable, I didn't say it's must, to wait before Ani Hashem Elohechem. If you already said Vayomer before the Hazan, wait before Ani Hashem Elohechem. Why? To say Ani Hashem Elohechem together with the Hazan, and the minute he says the last Ani Hashem Elohechem, to say Emet. This is important. However, it's not a must. But I say advisable. That's what I do. That's what I taught all my students always to do that. This thing. We come to be a team. There is two parts to it. There is part speaking about the past, about the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Then there is a part that we are speaking just like you did to our people in Mitzrayim, do for us today. You see, comes the part. Most important part, we sing it. What did come? Because the whole Beracha is speaking about the Geula, that He took us out of Mitzrayim. And then we come, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Israel. This is why did sing in Mitzrayim Ga'altanu. There is nothing without reason. All of a sudden, they sing. And Mitzrayim Ga'altanu, they sing. But to show you that this, they stress that these are most important part in the Quran. And I think I will stop here. We finished the Amidah. But in later, I'll come to speak from Amidah on later. I didn't even look at the book to say what. I don't know what the book, what there is in the book. I know only what I want to tell Alan. Okay.
Sometimes
they
say Ehad, they put Dargesh in it.
The what?
Ehad, they make
Dargesh, Ehad. No, it's wrong.
It's not supposed to.
And first of all, I say Ehad, you made the word change. Yeah. There is no Dalet Yod. Ehad, that is Ehad, the one. But lasts a little long because to think about it, but not too long. The person would say, that's what I tell him, Orech HaGalut. Gemara said, one Hazan, he got up, he lasted too long with the Had. The Rabbi yelled at him. He said, you don't have to do all this. The minute you think about God one all over the world and from the four directions, that's enough. Don't do overdoing it. Rabbi yelled at the Hazan and Gemarats with him. That's why I tell them, what is it? Your prayer like Orech HaGalut. Okay. Today is different thing altogether.
You know, let me lie, deny very little.